Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour. Driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. This is our 7 o'clock hour. It's our Arizona staycation hour, where we talk all things Arizona and the fact that we can live in a time we don't have to be worried about getting ambushed on the Canyon del Oro Trail by Indians.
What? Is this another morbid tale you got going on this morning, Romy?
Well, I did address this with the research team.
Okay.
For the Arizona history facts and everything. But we don't do research weekly. We do research monthly or quarterly. So we've got to still filter through. I said, we don't have time to go back and do all new this day in histories.
So we're staying morbid for a while.
But at the end of May, I think, is when we're done our research through. When we hit June, we've got to transition away from these stories about the soldiers on their way from Fort Lowell to Fort Grant. 5 men were killed, many more were wounded, mules were stolen, and wagons burned.
It was the Wild West.
That was the first thing Lance said, is, hey, it's the Wild West.
Yeah, yeah. So, he's got a
there's
point.
Good things that happened in the Wild West, too. Let's find those. So we'll find and a tip we got from Dr. Dean's apprentice, assistant. There is an Arizona section at the Phoenix Public Library on Central. You can't check anything out, but we're going to go down there for our June, July, and August research and spend the whole day because it's all regionalized, which is what we're trying to do.
Wow.
Because this month, our Arizona staycation winter is staying at Hacienda del Sol, foothills in the shadows of the Catalina Mountains. So all of our history this month is tied to that area. So we'll be able to go do research for Lake Havasu, for Payson, for Cottonwood. And we'll find a lot happier stories. But like I said, we've got so many things to do each week. I said, don't go back and redo your research. We'll just go with what we have. If you're out and about Arizona this weekend, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because of this Arizona hour and I'm paying different attention and reading the news different because I'm not just filtering for home improvement and landscape and gardening and arborist topics and agriculture, but also other Arizona stories. Man, there seems to be a lot of outdoor-related fatalities. You know, another person over the cliff at the Grand Canyon, that poor Boy Scout that didn't make it off of Picacho, gentleman at Fossil Creek that didn't make it out of the toilet bowl, then 30-year-old Tucson resident got pulled out of Lake Pleasant from a scuba diving trip, 80, another man from Pine didn't make it out of Willow Springs, which is where we started the crawfish festival. I mean, it's a
peaceful
still
little
lake.
Yeah.
So is it that the population's so much more? Is it that I'm not paying attention and
well,
I didn't realize all of these?
Yeah. Percentage-wise, it's probably, not that many, but one is too many, and there's ways to prevent things.
And I did a little bit of digging around. There's Ancient Pathways in Flagstaff that does outdoor survival courses. Now, they're working on a book this year, so they don't have a lot open to the public. They've got very few, but their next one is coming up in August. It's knife-only survival course for 4 days. Near Globe, Roosevelt, there's Revis Mountain School of Self-Reliance. And then there's also what the gentleman Dad really likes out of Prescott, Cody London. Those are all different places you can go take survival classes, outdoor training, and might be worth it. Not everybody... new to the state, there's a lot of different things you need to know about Arizona, a lot of different things about water, about our wildlife. So it might be worth it if you don't feel quite up to par or feel you've got a little bit of a need for an education. There's some great local resources from people that have been doing it for Arizona for a long time. And then if you're getting out on the water, Arizona Boat Safety, you've got boat-ed.com. You can take an online course for your boater safety. And then at Lake Pleasant, they've got a boater education course coming up May 18th, so next Saturday, 9 to 4. So that you're not a headline, and you can go out and do fun things. Like north side of the Grand Canyon is opening May 15th. A lot of people only make it to the south side. The north side is often closed because of snow, and it can stay really late into...
Especially this year. It's cold late this year.
And it'll stay open until December unless it's closed for snow. So there's many people that never come through at a time that it's open. And the north rim is higher than the south rim. The vegetation's different. In fact, that strip up there where the Grand Canyon and the Colorado River cut off that portion of Arizona, it's called the Arizona Strip. And the amount of dark skies and remoteness and...
It's a pretty special place.
It is a very special place. And the Grand Canyon put together a 100-year, 1 million lives, one Grand Canyon pamphlet for their 100-year anniversary of the national park. And they've got centennial events listed on page 3 that if you're planning a trip to the Grand Canyon... It's worth looking at this event list and plan around that. They've got Junior Rangers Day, Summerfest, Echoes of the Canyons, Native American Heritage Day, Celebration of Art, John Wesley Powell Memorial Plaque Dedication. You can pick these up at the National Park Service on your way, or just go to nps.gov. I'm sure you could order one online there. If you're not one that likes a crowded place and you're looking for the road less traveled, in today's Arizona, Explore Arizona section of the Republic, on the back page, Scott Craven has 5 different places. Okay, so you can't get a permit to have a Sioux Falls. A similar place you may go is Aravaipa Canyon. Let's say you don't want to go to the Wave, which is an interesting story we'll get to later. How about the Vermilion Cliffs National Monument, which is pretty close to the same place? You don't want to make it all the way down to Phantom Ranch at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, go to the north. So there was 5 different off-the-beaten-path places. And one other thing that I saw that was really interesting is the Sorrel National Park west of Tucson has cooking with prickly pear. I thought you would like that
one. I want to go,
yes. It's every Sunday through the month of May. It starts at 3 in the afternoon. It's an hour long. It says fees do apply. I can't imagine it's much. Probably $10 a person at best.
Something that's not on a Saturday and not during church. I get to go. Hallelujah. Put it on my list.
And Salt River Tubing opens this weekend.
Yay.
When I think the water's going to be cold tubed? This year.
Oh, yes.
High
school. It's always cold.
I know. Now it's going to be really
Something
cold.
Else that's cold. We've got a brand new record in Arizona. Snow Bowl will be open this weekend.
Wow.
And next weekend, that is the first time in history they've extended the snow skiing season. So for Mother's Day, put some skis on Mom and go down the hill.
That'd be a historic moment.
Where else could you go tubing on Saturday
right.
and skiing
exactly.
on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Within a 2-mile drive. Mm-hmm. Maybe two hours. And it's probably like closer to 3 by the time you get through Flag and if you're leaving the Phoenix metro area.
Unless you stop for a muffalata, because, you know, sandwich, got to have one.
Got to have one. What was the name of that? Local?
Provisions.
Provisions. Mm-hmm. I have yet to make it to Provisions, but we sent Lance there. He said they were phenomenal. It was part of Arizona Highway Sandwich Tour. You've been busy on the road.
Yeah, I feel like I was just standing here. This week went really fast. I got to go to the National Hardware Show up in Las Vegas. First time I've ever traveled by myself for business. That was a weird thing, being in a city I don't know anybody, nothing, no connections. But I had a great time. I walked over 20 miles just walking. So the trade show's big. It's the whole Las Vegas Convention Center. And it's, you know, retail. It's meant for the retail buyers to come out and buy product, so to stock their stores. So, you know, it's just really interesting. There's backyard sections, tailgate section, hardware, of course, power tools, you know, just all kinds of stuff the guys
love. Was
that
your Tim Allen impression?
Yes, it was. It's pretty weak, wasn't it? And then Gary
didn't
quiet.
Even get it. I only know because we spent how many hours watching Tim the Tool Man growing up.
Yeah, that's better. That's better. So, and one of the really funny aisles, Romy, is the impulse aisle. Have you seen that one? So you know, a big portion of sales for any kind of retail, including groceries, is that checkout line when you're standing there and you go, oh, you know, I'll pick up one of these. I'll pick up one of those. So it's a whole aisle, you know, just very obviously a planned thing. You know, you're a target when you stand there at the checkout line. So just if you have a budget, just keep looking straight ahead and don't go there. So we'll talk about some of those things. But one of the best things about, you know, the hardware show for me is the inventor spotlight. And every year they have this room. It's just the inventors. It's products that aren't out on the market yet for the most part. They're in kind of in all different stages. Some are just maybe a 3D mock-up. Some are already packaged and ready to go. And this is the biggest inventor gathering in the country every year. It started as 3 inventors. They're up to 130. So if you go in, you know, you can plan to spend a while, and you get to visit with the inventors and kind of find their stories. And, you know, it's just, and you kind of, you know, you find some things that, hey, this thing's going to really make it. And others you're like, man, poor guy.
hate to burst your dream, but this ain't.
Well, and they have a panel. So they have 4 or 5 panels during the course of the show where you can go up and present your product to these experts, kind of like a Shark Tank thing, but not, you know, just very, it's much kinder than Shark Tank. And give you helpful hints and things to think about. But I wanted to, I found a cool story in inventor Sherry Hammond, who's the CEO of Go Hang It. So I invited her to come in this morning. We have her on the line. Hey, Ms. Sherry, how are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Sherry is joining us from Georgetown, Texas. And we met on the floor of the hardware show. And so we're going to come, Sherry, I just wanted to kind of get your name out there and get introduce you. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and tell your story.